The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding in Cana in Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. When the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to offer you my wedding gift, and it's this, a novena. Novena means 9, so starting today, every day for 9 days, when I celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, I'm going to be placing you and your family on the altar, so that when I lift up the host, I lift up the chalice, I'll be lifting you and your children and your family members up to heaven, so that God will send upon you and your family a lot of peace, joy, long life, and eternal life. So that's my gift to you. Invite your relatives and friends do the same. Did you hear me? Okay. Are you paying attention? Okay. Or is my New York accent giving you difficulty in understanding my English? No? No, all of you do the same. Because in weddings, which are very beautiful, there's a tendency to place more emphasis on the social over the sacramental. The social is important. And having a nice party and having a nice meal and having a really good time with your friends is important, but sometimes we forget the most important part is the spiritual, and that of prayer. So for 9 days in a row, on the altar, I'll be placing all of you, you and your 3 children and your relatives too. Let me tell you an interesting anecdote. 8 years ago, I celebrated my silver jubilee. So we as priests, we celebrate jubilees too. Silver jubilee, if you don't know what that means, it means 25 years as a priest. I had the privilege of being ordained by John Paul II in Rome in 86, so I've got holy hair, okay? And you know, I had 2 masses. One mass in Spanish and another mass in English, about 1,000 people in both of the masses because I know a lot of people. And I got a lot of gifts. But my favorite gift was a little note like this. And it said, "For your 25 years, I have offered 25 masses for you. Love, Mom." Wow. How about that for a mother? Any mothers here? Can you go beyond that? I really like that. Now, she could have sent me a check because she's got some money, Mom. But you know, to save souls, I need a lot of masses. So I can save and touch a lot of souls. So that's kind of a long-winded intro. But for the readings today, your son and daughter really read well. I compliment them. Did a good job. One of the essential themes, especially what your daughter read, is the most famous writing in the New Testament on love. It's 1 Corinthians 13. With your permission, I'd like to tell you a love story. This was published in a Catholic newspaper maybe 20 years ago, but I sometimes like to use it because if I were to ask all of you here to write a 2 or 3 page composition, we got some teachers here, on love, I think we're going to have 40 different interpretations. I really believe it. You know, 40 different interpretations. So I'd like to give you an interpretation of love by means of this story. And it's this. One occasion, a couple invited the priest to have dinner with them. So we as priests, we have to eat too, okay? Believe it or not. Maybe not that much, but we eat, okay? And the priest's car was not working. So the husband had to pick him up at the rectory. So on the way to the house, the husband was praising his wife. "Father, I've got the sweetest, most beautiful, loving, kind wife in the whole world." And the priest was kind of taken aback because often people come to the priest to complain about their wife and their husband, no? It's called pastoral counseling, no? When he arrived at the house, the husband rang the doorbell and the wife opened up the door and the whole right side of her face was deformed with a lot of scars. And the priest was taken aback. So they sat down to dinner and there were 4 people. The husband, the wife, whose name was Mary, and a little girl who was about 6 years old. During the conversation at dinner, the man was complimenting his wife every other sentence. It was just praise for this great woman that he gave. The 6-year-old little girl was their daughter. And after the meal, when the man was taking the priest back to the rectory, the priest very discreetly said, "Well, you know, what happened to your wife's face?" He said, "What happened was, 6 years ago, when my daughter was 6 months, our house caught on fire, and the whole house is burning down. And in the room where my little daughter was in the bassinet, she was about to be burnt, and my wife rushed in there, grabbed on to the daughter, and the fire and the blanket burnt the right side of her face. For that reason, I've got the most beautiful wife in the world." So what is love? Because if you only interpret love in a sentimental, fluffy fashion, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Saint Faustina says, love is a willingness to suffer for the loved one. I know it's a strong story, but I like to tell it in weddings for people that are ready for it, because that's really what love is. When Jonathan is willing to suffer for Roseanne, and you're willing to suffer and sacrifice for your children, and your older daughter is willing to suffer for the younger daughter, and everyone is willing to sacrifice for each other. The best families are the families where the children and parents are constantly asking, what can I do to help the other? You hear that? It's pretty rare. Usually, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? But what can I do? What can I do to help the other members of the family? So, I'd like to build upon this and give you a few building blocks. To be able to live out this type of love, you must have the grace of God. And I think Jonathan has been in my exercise. You heard me quoting several times Fulton Sheen, right? Fulton Sheen is one of my favorites. No? Some of you have heard of Fulton Sheen. Okay? Fulton Sheen wrote a book for married couples, and the title is It Takes Three to Get Married. And I recommend that you buy it. Marianne too. It Takes Three to Get Married. Great book. And I'll give you a literary summary. Husband, wife, and Jesus Christ. If the husband and wife have Jesus in the center, it's going to work. It's going to work. If Jesus is not in the center, you're going to have problems. About 6 years ago, I flew 3,000 miles to celebrate a diamond jubilee. Do you know what a diamond jubilee is? 60 years married. That's a long time, isn't it? No? And after the mass, the couple said that they didn't have one serious problem in 60 years. How about that? Not one serious problem in 60 years. And they've got 9 kids, 39 grandchildren. And they've got, one of their sons is a priest, and he's the one speaking to you right now, okay? Why? If you don't understand my circuitous way of speaking, is my parents, no? Because they put God in the center. God was always in the center of their life. So if you put God in the center, it's going to work. Aristotle says there has to be a transcendental other. We say that other is Jesus Christ. So pray together. Because the family that prays together, what's that? It's true. So prayer is the super glue. You ever go to the home base and get that super glue and you put two blocks together and you can barely pull it apart? It's the super glue. So pray together. Second is, you have to nourish your body, but you have to also nourish your soul. Right now I'm going to be betraying my age, but when I was a teenager, I think the best woman's vocal voice, maybe that's redundancy, in rock and roll music was Karen Carpenter. Great voice. Did you know that Karen Carpenter, she died when she was about your age. Very young. You know what she died of? Anorexia. Anorexia. In other words, she ate less and less and less. She got really thin and then sickly, and then she died. How many Catholics are dying of spiritual anorexia? Hello? A lot? A lot are dying of spiritual anorexia. For that reason, come to Mass. Come to Mass if possible every day when you got some free time. Every day, and receive the Eucharist. And then this. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. The three most important things you have to learn how to say are, I love you, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. Amen? Amen, amen or oh me? Okay. Is that an amen or an oh me? Okay. It's an amen, right? I love you, I'm sorry, I forgive you. Love and humility. When you got love and humility, it works. And then, with respect to humility, you have to visit the best beauty parlor in Southern California. Know where it is? The confessional. Amen? Yep. The confessional, that's a beauty parlor. Did you know that? Because when we sin, we become ugly inside. When we confess our sins, we come as beautiful and white as the snow. So confession as frequently as possible. And bring the little ones too. Okay? And finally, in your family, you have to have a beautiful rose. Okay, you've got Roseanne, but another rose. Who's the other rose? Mary. Mother Mary. One of the greatest literary masterpieces was written by Dante. Dante Alighieri is called the Divine Comedy. When Dante is ascending from hell to purgatory, from purgatory to heaven, he goes up and up and up. And he's arriving at the very top, he looks up and he sees the Rosa Mystica, the mystical rose. And that is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And beyond the Rosa Mystica, you've got the Blessed Trinity. So you have to have the Rosa Mystica in your family, and you have to pray the Rosa Practica, which is the Holy Rosary, because the family that prays together stays together. So I hope and pray that this will be the happiest day of your life, but as the Beatles used to sing, it's getting better all the time. But starting today, this will be the happiest day in your life, and it'll be more and more happy until you die and you enter into the house of God forever and ever. Amen.